I want to talk to our first guest, then we'll talk about that story. But we have with us Bob Harper. You may have heard of him. He's on this little show on TV called Biggest Loser.
Yeah, right? I think he's, heard that before? He's Jillian Michaels' boyfriend, right?
No. He is one of America's best trainers. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. We've talked to some of the people from The Biggest Loser, and they say that Bob Harper, he's the guy. Like, everybody thinks that Jillian is the tough guy, but they say that Bob is really – he puts the screws down, and he's the one that makes everybody work. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Bob, now, first of all, with being on The Biggest Loser, can you go actually to a gym and have a workout on your own without getting harassed? Or what is it like for you to go work out? Is everybody like, hey, how do I get my arms bigger? What do I need to do? How can you train me? Is it a big nightmare for you?
I got to tell you, since the show's been on for such a long time now and people know who I am, I definitely get a lot of really nice people that want to come up to me all the time in the gym. And, I mean, there are times where I'm just like, you know, I just need to get my workout in before I go to work.
Do you have, like, a fake mustache? You have an outfit that you put on? Anything like a big hat or something?
Yeah, I need a hat. You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's they're mostly, like, really watching me, watching what I'm doing. And that's just, like, it creates a lot of pressure. I mean, can you imagine just, like, having those eyes just going, oh, what's he doing over there?
Right. Okay.
Checking your form. Yeah.
Right.
Let's check his form. Let's do this. And I just need to, like, have people just give me a break.
Well, Bob, now you know what it's like for a hot chick to go into a gym, right? Now you know if you're wearing a thong, like one of those little outfits, and you're now you know what that's like.
That's exactly what I've said before. I was like, I know what the hot girl feels like at the gym now. Everyone's staring at her. I'm like, but they're all staring at me for a different reason.
Yeah, you know what they're waiting for, Bob, is they're waiting for that the weights to fall off the side of the bar. You know, when you make that big clank noise and like, oh, look.
I think some of the trainers are waiting for a weight to fall on me so they can try to take my job.
Now, talking about The Biggest Loser, how did you get hooked up with it? How did you get started with it? What happened to you?
I'd been a fitness trainer in Los Angeles for, about 12, over 12 years, and then I got a call. I did a lot of celebrities, and so I was pretty well-known in Los Angeles. So when they were starting to cast for the show entitled The Biggest Loser, I got a call from NBC Casting having me come in. And at first when I heard that name, I remember thinking, oh, I don't want to be a part of a show that seems like it's going to poke fun at overweight people.
Right.
But then when I went in and realized that it was going to be all about diet and exercise, I knew that this was the job for me. It was a long 6-week audition process, but then ended up getting the job, and the rest is history.
Now, did you have any aspirations of wanting to go on TV? Like, if you're training all these celebrities and stuff, like, how is that world where you're, like, with all these famous people, and then, like,
yeah, but they're highly motivated, you know, in pretty good shape people.
Right.
It's a different animal to train.
But that,
you know,
whole
someone's
world.
Actually, you know what? Actually, they're working with overweight people and working with celebrities needing to get their bodies to look a certain way for a movie. They have the same kind of mentality. I mean, my guys on the show, I mean, they come in extremely focused and they know what they want to achieve. So they have the same kind of drive. So there was a similarity in the mindset there.
Now, were you from L.A.? Did you grow up there? I mean, was this something?
No, I grew up on a cattle farm in Tennessee.
See, this is the way to go.
It's funny that I'm a vegetarian.
This is the You see, this is the way. If people want to become famous,
you got to move to Tennessee.
You can't start out in L.A. You have to come from Tennessee,
from the real world.
You got to come from. Yeah, I mean, I came from a farm. I'm telling you, I always laugh with my friends saying, the road that I grew up on was a gravel road.
Right, right. That's what you need. You can't come from L.A.
My road didn't have a name.
Yeah. Right. And you had to walk.
You ever played that, like, you know, what would your porn star name be?
You didn't have one.
The name of the road and your dog, your first dog. I'm like, I would be the porn star with one name.
Yeah. That's great.
You'd be like Gravel Rock Man. Yeah.
So how does your, Bob, how does your name, like, so what happens to you? You're sitting at home, like, you're training all these celebrities, and the phone rings, and it's some NBC casting guy? I mean, did somebody slip them your name? Oh, you're like, oh, you got to get Bob as the guy.
He was known around town. He was training all the guys.
I know he's known around town. But, like, so is this something, like, you're going, like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Who did you beat out? Who was the guy that came in second?
Yeah.
Well, let's make fun
Tony,
of him a little
was
bit.
Was it Tony Little? Who was it?
No. I mean, I know that guy. I know the guy, and I can't really I can't.
You know
really
the guy that came in second?
I know the guy that came in second.
How pissed is he? Is he like, is that guy like, is he in rehab right now? Because he can't, like, his whole life is like, he's still.
He's actually a very good trainer.
He is.
Yeah. Sure he is.
Not anymore. But, he's bummed
he
out.
Was.
Now forget about
he's
it.
He's back in Tennessee on some gravel road training people now.
But the funny thing about it is, it's like, it's karma. Yeah, I always tell people, you got to be careful with karma, because he definitely during that audition process, he definitely tried to trash my name a lot.
Right.
I'm like, sorry, dude.
Now, Bob, we've had on Ali Vincent, we've had on Pete Thomas, and everybody sees on TV that Jillian's yelling and screaming, and they see you kind of not in that same vein, but they tell me that you're the guy. You're the guy. You're like, you can't no, – that nobody can talk to you about getting out of a workout, or they say that you're the tough guy.
Yeah, I got to tell you, when I go into the gym, every contestant knows, and anybody that's ever worked with me knows that I mean business. I'm not going to yell and scream and jump up and down normally, because, A, I'm going to treat you with the respect that I need you to treat me with, and I'm kind of like that father figure that's going to tell you to do something once. Remember when your dad you were a kid and your dad – said he needed you to do something, and he had that tone in his voice that you knew that you were not going to mess with him.
You knew there was a line. Yeah, the fat guy has that. He has that that line. What's give us that voice, Lee. What's that?
It's not a voice. I just hold a weapon. That's
it's a weapon with your kid?
Paddle.
It's the kid that listens to the
I go
weapon.
Old school with the paddle.
Yeah, you got to carry a big stick.
Right. I'm a little guy. You know, I'm not Bob Harper.
Now, Bob, tell us also about in terms of the people that have been on that show in the past, has anybody just you've wanted to take and just say, this person, forget about it. Get him off the show.
No, there's nobody, not for Bob.
Not for Bob.
No one's a lost cause. No lost causes.
I love that I just talk about myself in third person. Not for Bob. But I will say that we all saw it on television when I had that big Joelle attack when she just didn't – she wasn't giving herself the credit. She was like really – she was really trying to just like stick in a comfort zone. And like that house is not comfortable. That house is – one of the hardest places in the world next to a Navy SEAL program. and you can't think that you can come in and try to skate by. And so, you know, it was tough. That was the only real tough time. But I always tell people, I'll do everything that I can for you, but if you're not ready to make any kind of change, there's nothing I can do. So let's not waste each other's time.
Now, what are some of the lessons that you kind of didn't expect when you got into this, like when you were dealing with, you know, you're dealing
with gym.
Celebrities.
He can't go to the gym anymore. No, that's the lesson he learns. He had to buy his own new gym. He had to get a whole place for himself.
But it must have been totally different. I mean, you're coming from all the beautiful people, and now you're coming from these beautiful, large people. And, and you know, it's just a different world now. And what did you learn from them that maybe you didn't anticipate?
I'll tell you, that's a really good question, actually. I came into Biggest Loser knowing everything about diet and exercise, and it wasn't until I first started training my first team that my eyes were really awakened by really reaching someone on a completely personal level, talking to them about their relationship with food, how they perceive themselves. And then it was at that point that I really realized that it couldn't be about diet and exercise alone. It had to be about the overall quality of a person's life. And that has changed me like nothing else has. It's like I feel like I am one of the best trainers in the world because of the people that I've worked with. They have all made me who I am.
Yeah, that's great. That's
and I know that sounds like a Miss America answer, but let me tell you, it is the truth. I mean, every single contestant from the seasons, like, I have been changed and transformed because of what they've taught me.
Now, Bob, how is being around famous people, and now you are yourself, you're famous, how is dealing with the fame affected you in your daily life?
He has a nicer car.
Because I've never, because you had asked me earlier if I, you know, when I was working with these celebrities that were that are very high profile people. Like, I always saw what they had to deal with, and like, you know, of course, it's just it's the people that really love you that want to come up to you. But I never was really interested in that.
Right.
I was just like really interested in what my passion is, and what my passion is diet and exercise. And so all of a sudden, my career has kind of put me on this platform, which I welcome because I still never lose sight of what I'm supposed to be doing. And every interview that I talk about, and every person that I talk to, it's all about doing my part to help in any way that I can with this obesity problem, with this epidemic that we are in the country, and now with our children. So it's like,
right.
I know that I've got a responsibility, and that's what I always hold on to. And then all the other great stuff, you know, the good tables and the nice people that are going to get me, put me in the front of the line. You know, that's all cake.
Right. That's the good stuff. Now,
right.
How did you get into fitness, and what was the inspiration making this a career? What was, you know, what made you pick this to get into? Because a lot of people think you can make a lot of money at it. You can only make a lot of money at it if you're, you know, you're on TV and you're training celebrities.
There you go.
That's a lot of money.
Well, I got to tell you, I was making a good living before I was on television with my clientele. But I think that I got into the business living in Nashville, Tennessee. I wasn't in the business. I couldn't afford to go to college. I was at a crossroads in my life, but I was living next door to this gym in Nashville, and I remember thinking, well, you know, I see these people coming in and out, and they're all sweaty, and they seem happy, and what are these, what's this word, endorphin, because I need to know about it.
Right.
So it's like, going in there, it was just like a light bulb went on. I was just thinking, oh, this is great, and all of a sudden, I started reading books, and I started working with other trainers and other group fitness people, and it just became like this snowball effect. And the next thing I realized, I was like, you know what, if I really am going to do this, let's move to Los Angeles. And so I packed up my little car, and I drove across country, the scariest thing I've ever done. And I really use that to show people, if there's something in your life that you're really afraid to do, chances are you should probably do it, because you're going to really learn something, a lot about yourself. So I always welcome the fear.
Wow, that's amazingly. Got in.
Welcome the fear.
And
let's rob that bank this afternoon.
Yeah, let's
like we've been talking about.
All that kind of fear.
Now,
that's just stupidity.
Now, tell us about your DVD that you have out. You have a Inside Out Method DVD series. Tell us a little bit about that. And
and what's with the My Trainer Bob? What's the angle there?
Yeah, he's your guy.
I always have people since I've been on the show coming up. I wish you were my trainer. I wish you were my trainer. I'm like, well, I am your trainer. So it's just be kind of come like, you know, my trainer Bob. Who's my trainer? My trainer's Bob. So it just kind of like jumped on. And it was like during the time too when MySpace was really popular.
Gotcha.
So I just kind of jumped on to that. But
what about Face Bob?
Facebook Bob.
Yeah.
Face
you
Bob.
Know what? I'm going to change it today, I guess. But wait, now I forgot the question.
No, it's about the DVD.
Oh, my DVDs, of course. Hello, which is you know, you're talking about, and Jillian was just tweeting about this the other day. She's like, I just doing the Bob's new DVDs. It's way harder than the P90X, and Allison Sweeney just did it. You're gonna really see what I do, and it's like I throw people into the deep end of the pool, because I wanted it to be tough. I got really tired of seeing these DVDs out there that are like, do this for 5 minutes and you're gonna have the abs you've always wanted. I'm like, that's such a lie.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you have got to work your butt off
to
achieve the results that you want to be able to achieve, and that's what I did. And let me tell you, I got these people, my backup people in this, and I just said, okay, we're going to roll. We're not going to cut when I get sweaty or they get sweaty, and if they fall down, we're just going to keep going. And it's dark, it's raw, it's edgy, it's one of the hardest workouts out there. There's no DVD that compares with the look. It looks like something out of The Matrix.
Really?
Yeah, I'm real proud of it. I put a lot of effort into it.
So this isn't like the Pussycat Dolls workout, Bob.
Again?
This isn't like the Pussycat Dolls, like where there's lots of lights and flickering and tight
dancers. And that's what I said when we first started shooting this thing. I was like, I'm not a colorful guy. I wear like, you know, monochromatic. I wear black, gray, and navy pretty much. And I was just like, That's what I said. I want it to look like this. I don't want those bright pastel colors. I don't want the bright lights. I want it to just be, I want it to look like something that your husband or your wife would want to be able to try to do. And I think that I really achieved it because it's getting out there right now. It's about to hit into Target the end of the month, and then in October it's going to go out across Walmarts and all those all the other places.
And there's a series of them, right?
It's not just one DVD.
There's a bunch of them. There's four of them.
Oh, yeah, there's four. There's a strength one. It's called Pure Strength. There's a cardio rev. There's the yoga for the warrior. And then there's my workout. It's like people are always like, what do you do for your workout? So I put people through my workout. And it's really funny, actually, because I got this, like, ex-tennis pro athlete guy into my workout, this guy named Zach. And let me tell you, he comes in. He's like, you know, I'm an athlete. I can handle this. I'm like, great, here we go. And I just put him through my workout, and it was like all of a sudden, 15 minutes into it,
he's done.
He turns green.
you're like calling 911.
Yeah, and I mean, and the director, like at one point, I'm even like, do we
keep
need to
going? Keep going.
Power
he
through.
Up, he throws it. Up. Keep going.
Power through.
Yeah, he loved it. He was like, no. This is all good. We want people to see how hard it is. I'm like, well, he's gonna die.
Right. You're like performing CPR as part of the workout now, right?
Yeah. It's like these DVDs require a defibrillator.
Right. Call 911. You have to have an ambulance ready when you're doing the DVDs. That's great. I love that. Man, that sounds really exciting. Now
it's exciting. It's really intense too.
Now, you have four of them in a series. Are you have any ideas for more in the future?
Is there going to be a Wii game with this, you think? Or is this too intense for the Wii?
You know, I did a Biggest Loser Wii game.
Is it you with
really
Jillian
successful.
Michaels running on a beach? Because I got something in the mail. I got Jillian Michaels. I got a follower. She's running around on
a
beach in a Wii or something like that. Is that what
it is? She's always running with her pretty hair.
Yeah.
It's like she's either running with her pretty hair or she's pointing at you with those on those
with the arms, right?
On those hills.
Right, exactly.
Hilarious.
We've had Jillian Lee. We had her on, didn't we?
Yeah.
A while back, and I thought I think she's super hot. How is it working with her?
She's fabulous. It's like she's the one person in the business that I respect. We have a really great working relationship. I've been with her for gosh since season one, and I love what she does. It's like she's fantastic.
Now, did you know?
And she's also a really, really good friend of mine.
Now, did you know that this was going to take off when you first did it, your first season? You're like, you know.
Oh, I did. I remember being with. Here I am with this girl, Jillian Michaels, who I'd never ever met before, and we're stuck in this Hummer truck.
Oh, that sucks.
For like
I
an hour and a half, waiting to like shoot this one shot of us pulling up and the two of us were trying to figure each other out. And I remember looking at her saying, this show's going to have legs. This show is going to reach out to a lot of people. And she's like, no, it's only going to be one season. This show's never going to make it. It's never going to work. And I'm like, just wait. And I still love rubbing that in her face. As she drives around in her, you know,
right.
in her big fancy car. I'm
right.
like, yeah,
right.
it worked.
That's great. Bob, what do you see yourself doing, you know, obviously The Biggest Loser, you know, I hope it's on for the next 20 years or so, but where do you see yourself going?
Action hero?
Yeah, are you going to do
They're looking to cast for the Hulk
Stallone,
now.
Stallone, I just saw the new Predators movie, and are you going to do any action, you know, Schwarzenegger, Stallone type of movies?
I got to tell you, I'm going to stick to what I know, and I'm going to stay working in the health industry. I really want to get into the talk show host world. That's my next big thing that I want to be able to achieve. I want to sit on daytime Monday through Friday with a guest with a group of people and just do what I can to reach out to even more people.
Now, what do you do in terms of what's your workouts like?
You got to buy the DVD.
I want to know what you know when you wake up. Is the first thing, are you outdoor? Are you a runner? Are you
kayaker? Yeah, I do. I love to run. I like to do a lot of interval training. I get up in the morning. Like when I get off the phone with you, I'm going to go right to the gym and get my workout in. I like to get it done in the morning. I'm not a big muscle guy. I have no interest in having like the big huge bodybuilder body. I've always liked staying on the leaner side, staying more athletic. I like being able to have a body to use. You know what I mean?
A useful body, Lee.
That's what he wants. Like, when I see these guys that are just like these huge bodybuilders that are
can't pit their nose.
When they go up one flight of stairs. I'm like, really? How's that one muscle in your body?
Right, right.
Going? The one that really, really counts.
Right, exactly. That's
Do you have any thoughts about the you know, with the kids and childhood obesity? Is there anything that parents can be doing? You think?
Yeah, I was just talking about this the other day. I think that it is. We have such a problem that is just getting bigger and bigger with childhood obesity, and I think that there needs to be a call to arms. For parents, their kids are overweight because their parents are overweight. You can't teach your kids to eat healthy if you're not doing it. So it's almost like I'm blaming the parents at this point. The parents need to be responsible parents and help their children in any way possible. And then the second thing that needs to happen is the school lunch programs. Something has got to give, because these kids that don't know how to use a fork and knife and don't know what vegetables look like and only eat pizza and french fries on a daily basis because they have that option. I mean, think about it. If you were a kid and you had the option of eating pizza and french fries every day, wouldn't you?
Right, right.
But kids don't need that kind of freedom when it comes to the food that they eat, because it is only damaging them.
Right, and also cutting out the PE and the recess is not a good idea.
No physical education anymore. It's like,
yeah, that's crazy.
It's so important to get kids moving around, because these little bodies, they want to be healthy, and it's like they're just being held back. And I read a statistic not too long ago that the average kid spends about 6 to 8 hours in front of some sort of electronic device. And
it's not the microwave.
That's insane.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's a good, you know, every person should probably get our new book, Bob. We have a book that's we just wrote, The Fat Guy, Dr. Fitness, The Fat Guy wrote, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. So we're big believers that kids today, what happens with kids is they don't eat, you know, the parents are so afraid of their kids getting abducted. The kids can't go out in the street and play. They can't meet with their friends anymore. Kids, they don't even know how to organize, to create, if they wanted to play Ringolario or if they wanted to play, you know, Capture the Flag. They don't know how to do this stuff anymore. So we wrote a book to try to get them to do that.
Good. So. Well, you know what? I hope everyone picks up that book.
We're going to send you one. I'm going to send you one personally to the America's best trainer, and I want
to
see what you what,
to get
what
his
you
take on
get
it.
What you think? But now, tell us about your website too. MyTrainerBob.com.
Yeah, MyTrainerBob.com.
That's where you can get
all that is my all that is Bob Harper. Again, there I am in third person. I'm so fancy.
Now, do you do like guest appearances? Like if you know, if like bar mitzvahs, weddings, you do any of that stuff? You show up and do push-ups and get everybody.
I gotta tell you, that's been another part of my career that's really taken off. I do a lot of public speaking, motivational speaking across the country. It's something that I have a real passion for, because it's just like it's really getting my hands on the people, you know.
Right.
And I really like it. I like getting up there and talking. It's a lot of fun. You know, I'm never at a loss for words, I think.
Well, great. Well, we love the show. We think it's a great show. We love you. We love Jillian and the DVD series. And where's the best place for people to pick up the new DVD series?
They can go on to MyTrainerBob.com and pick them up right now, and they're going to be in Target in the next couple of days.
And what's the website for the DVDs? Is it MyTrainerBobDVD.com? Is that
another? That's exactly what it is.
Perfect. Well, Bob, we really appreciate you coming on the show, taking time out of your schedule, and we wish you the best of luck in the future, and we'd love to have you back on the show.
Thanks. Anytime. I think you guys are great. I had a lot of fun talking with you, and I would be happy to do it anytime you want.
Take care, Bob. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
That is Bob Harper. He is the trainer for The Biggest Loser. Make sure you check him out at MyTrainerBob.com. Check out his new DVD series, MyTrainerBobDVD.com, as well. What a good guy.
Great guy.
I liked him.
Yeah.
I thought he was really cool. Good stuff. And down-to-earth guy, you know? Doesn't seem like...
He's from Tennessee.
Tennessee. I like that. When you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. We haven't written the one about raising fat kids yet, but that could be...
You don't need our help for that.
Yeah, that one you could do on your own. But to raise active kids, read this book. Go to our website. Go to our site. Also, join our site and become a friend of ours on Facebook as well.
Yeah, we're always giving stuff away.
Tons of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
And also, it's a great place to request if there's somebody you want to hear us interview.
Right, because somebody wanted Bob Harper on, and we made it happen.
We made it happen.